Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Yesterday I had to have one of those tests where you can't eat or drink for hours until after the test is over. These days always make me appreciate and long for that cup of coffee when I first get up in the morning. So, as you can imagine, our first stop after the test was McDonald's for a hot cup with cream. I like McDonald's coffee. Now, this morning, join me in looking at Psalm 57. This psalm moves from verses of lament and petition 1 through 6 to those of trust and thanksgiving 7 through 11. Verse 1, have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. Then beginning in verse 7, the tone changes. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. When I first read Psalm 57, I was somewhat lost. The first half seems to be the voice of struggle in hard, hurtful times, and the second, starting with verse 7, becomes abundantly joyful and full of praise. So I did a bit of searching just to understand the context of David's song. I read in these verses, David is reflecting on a frightening, lonely time when Saul was hunting him down with the intention of killing him. David, hiding in a mountain cave, turned to his only defense, the God of heaven, to protect him and see him through. Then the verses move to joy and thanksgiving. The mood of the psalm changes completely from despair to magnificent celebration of God, his actions, his protection, his being, his creation. The disaster is past. David is reflecting on a time, or his time, in the cave seeking God's saving, for David is helpless to protect himself or change the circumstances. Does this sound familiar to you? Are you dealing with circumstances you cannot change or control? Politics, COVID, these things we really have no control over. How or if we are impacted is really out of our hands for the most part. With all my favorite holidays looming ahead, the threat of COVID threatens to destroy my joy. So, do I let it get the best of me, or do I do as David does in this psalm? I can reflect and grieve over the impact of COVID, or I can wake up in the morning in a new day, a day in which I can wake up to praise and joyful song and heavenly music, sunshine, and bird singing. I have found in a long life that it is much harder to choose to be joyful at times than it is to remain in a state of grief and despair. That seems to take no energy at all. David paints us a picture of putting energy into joy, singing, making music, praising God with thanksgiving. For as with David, trapped alone in a cave, waiting for Saul to find him and kill him, we can put our trust and thanksgiving in the protecting wings of the Lord. Disasters pass, but joy is always available. As I mentioned, I am trying to adjust to holidays that may be much different than before. My children are worried for me and want to protect me from possible infection, a very loving thing to do. But rather than me getting trapped into negative thinking, I will follow David's example. I have chosen to fill my head and my house with music. Music with many instruments playing in harmony. Music that fills me. I personally have no talent and little knowledge of music, but a couple of life experiences made lasting impressions. As an 8-year-old, and for several years beyond, I took piano lessons. In the midst of learning simple pieces and practicing scales, our teacher, Mrs. Daniels, prepared us for the spring recital at which all the girls dressed in long formal dresses and the boys all wore suits. She had two grand pianos in her music room along with an organ. She was white-haired and straight-backed and honestly came from a different era. But she introduced me to classical music, Mozart, Tchaikovsky, Bach, Brahms, and many others. I remember playing a piece called In the Hall of the Mountain King by Grieg with three little girls at one of the grand pianos and two at the other, each in long crinoline dresses with corsages on our left wrists. The music told a story of the power of the mountain king. You could picture it in your head as the music began softly and then rose to a loud thunder. It was wonderful. My teen years were filled with all the popular music. But my love for classical was enhanced later in the Georgia Southern College Choir. We sang The Messiah, and the music comes back to me whenever I read verses drawn from the Bible. In my senior year, a group of women from the choir were asked to sing the haunting wordless song of the sirens in Debussy's Nocturne. We stood in the back of the Savannah Symphony Orchestra, dressed in simple black, surrounded by the sounds and melody and harmony of the entire orchestra. I will never forget that experience. It was as if the flow of the notes was filling every cell of my body. The wonder of so many different sounds coming together in perfect harmony and musical beauty. It filled my soul with joy. There are many verses in the Bible that remind us the joy of music and song. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Psalm 98:4, shout for the Lord, the joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. And Psalm 95:2, let us come before him with thanksgiving and praise him exuberantly with music and song. These verses tell me how I can fight back on despair and negative thoughts. Let music fill my ears, your ears. Hymns, old and new, beautiful music, old or new, but best no words. Focus on the wonder of all the different sounds coming together in harmony. Violin, viola, harp, flute, saxophone, oboe, and on and on. Hear the words filled with comfort and joy in the hymns of old and present. What a wonder mankind has found so many ways to put music and voice together in such soothing sound. Clearly is one of the great gifts from our Lord. So if you are dealing with circumstances out of your control, especially during this season when we want to plan traditional joyful events, may I suggest we all follow David's advice. Fill your head and hearts with the beauty of music and hymns sung to the Lord. Today, I would like to close with a verse from Romans 15:13, and then prayer. Please join me. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. precious Lord, as we move toward Thanksgiving celebrations, please, please urge us to look for and recognize the joy and thanksgiving always available to us through your love and the power of the Holy Spirit. In your name we pray. Amen.